My name is Charles Berg. I live in Pelican Rapids, Minnesota.
Where were you born?
I was born in Pelican Rapids.
Who are your parents?
My mother was Ines Berg, and my father is Norman Berg.
And what did they do for a living?
My father worked at the AMPI Creamery for 45 years in Pelican Rapids.
Mm-hmm. Was your mom a homemaker?
Mother was a homemaker.
Did you go to school in Pelican?
Went to school in Pelican Rapids.
Graduated. What year?
1967.
Did you go on to college?
No.
Were you drafted?
I signed up for the draft or registered for the draft. They told me my chances of not going to Vietnam were better if you did that.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't work out that way.
It didn't help you. What branch of the service did you serve?
In the Army.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go for military training?
Fort Lewis, Washington.
And how long were you there?
6 months.
And what was that like? What was training like?
It was different. They pretty much stripped you of your personality, made you a believer in what they wanted you to believe in, and sent you off to fight the war.
What did you do during training? How were you trained?
I was trained basically in mortar. Shooting of those, that was my advanced infantry training, which was the last 3 months of training. My MOS was 11C, the infantry is 11B, so it's pretty close to the same MOS. But
any special memories during that training time?
Got to meet some people, good friends that I wish I could find out sometime, mm-hmm. But it was a good experience to get away and be on your own a little bit.
After your 6 months of training in Washington, where did you go?
I came home for a 3-week furlough. That's when my wife and I got engaged on New Year's Eve, and they sent me off to Vietnam on January 21st, 1969.
What was it like once you got over there?
Scary. I thought the minute that we got off the plane, we should have been handed a weapon, and they didn't. They pretty much just had us sign into the country, you know, get assigned units and clothes and material that we would need.
What was the next step after that?
It was to be assigned to a company. I guess they kind of put us all in an area, and we were supposed to be assigned, and I was assigned to this Charlie Company, 1st Infantry or Division of the 5th or 8th Battalion. And as I was waiting there, I was tired and I fell asleep because it was in the evening. Well, I woke the next day and everybody was gone, so I stuck around and was reassigned to another company. Later on that same year, I was to serve, found out that this Charlie Company of the 1st of the 8th had been almost overrun, and only like 5 or 6 people had survived that. So fate would have it that I maybe fell asleep that night.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Can you tell us about some of the people that you served with?
Martin McZeal was a good friend that came into the country the same time I did. He seemed to know a little bit more than everybody else did. We were assigned to the same company the same day. We were mortared the first day that we were brought out into the jungle.
What does that mean, mortared?
We were attacked by mortars that the NVA was shooting off at us. They're just a rocket that they shoot off in a round tube and explodes, and shrapnel comes out of it. And I guess Martin was also, I didn't really find out his name until we got hooked up into this internet system. And I started putting dates together and times, and that's when I found out his actual name was Martin McZeal. And it wasn't until just this last winter that I was able to do that. So we just, everybody kind of just had nicknames, and we went by those.
Sure.
And it's pretty much all you knew people by, so.
Did you have some special stories that you wanted to share?
I guess just that about Zeke, and we also, our base camp was called LZ Ike. We would spend like 3 weeks out in the jungle, and then 1 week we'd come and spend in this base camp and kind of be the security for that base camp. And we were hit our first night that we were there, and that is when Zeke was killed. Our company commander was also killed that same night. And later I would find out, as I joined the 1st Air Cavalry Division, that his daughter was looking for people that had served with his company at the same time. And in my first issue of this magazine that I got, she had wrote an entry into that, seeking information about people that had served with her dad.
How old do you think she was?
She said she was 5 years old.
Mm.
I've been in contact with her for about 2 years now on the internet and talking back and forth. And it's ironic because her dad was killed on Father's Day in 1969. So she would really like to have me come to the wall and meet her there someday, which the wife and I are trying to plan a trip to do that. So
where is she living now?
She lives in New York.
Oh.
So she's just been going through all this stuff out there that's been happening with that, too. And I got on the internet right away and emailed her and to find out if she was all right through all that. And she said she lived about a mile from the towers there, so she kind of witnessed all that stuff going on, too. And she said that she put her dad's flag out the window to help give support to some of the firefighters and the policemen there, which made her feel good, too. So
I bet it was a great relief for her to find you, to hear back from you.
She's been very supportive and been nice. She's wrote quite a few letters to me and tell me about how grateful she is.
And I understand you were awarded 2 Purple Hearts. Can you tell us about that?
The first one was we found a cache of weapons along a trail in the jungle, and it was our platoon that found them, so we were told that we were able to keep the weapons. We dug them out of the ground. We cleaned and polished them all that night. And well, apparently the NVA were also in the same area, and they knew that we had them, so they mortared us that night also. And I was struck in the upper part of the leg, and I crawled over the foxhole, and the foxhole was plumb full of people, and I laid there on the side of the ground, and another mortar round landed just on the other side of the foxhole and covered us all with dirt. And then we crawled over and got our mortars and started shooting them back at, you know, the NVA, and finally the round stopped firing. But our platoon sergeant was also killed that day, too. Sergeant James Hilliard.
What does that do to the morale of the company when your platoon sergeant is gone?
It's devastating. I mean, you were a close-knit group. It's a different type of thing. You don't explain. You don't have the words to explain it. You're young.
Mm-hmm. Sheer terror.
Mm-hmm.
So you earned your first Purple Heart for that?
For that. The second Purple Heart was awarded when our LZ Ike was overrun. Caught a piece of shrapnel in the shoulder on that event.
Where did you go once that was over?
The first attack, we were medevaced back to Tainan. I spent about 3 weeks there trying to recover.
Mm-hmm.
Doing light duty assignments there. The second time was also sent back to Tainan. Spent a couple weeks that time there, and then I was back reassigned to the company again. And from there we went, we were pretty much stationed around the Tainan area. It was an area that not many American GIs had been in to that area before we got there as the 1st Air Cavalry Unit. From there, we went down to Coochee and spent about a month down that area, which is where all the tunnels were built, and the NVA lived in those things quite a bit. So it was a completely different area. It wasn't so jungly-like, but it was still scary.
How long were you in Vietnam?
1 year.
And did you find out that you could go home?
Well, I think every day we sat there and we'd cross a day off on our calendar.
Okay, so it was a one-year guarantee.
Right, right. And as you get closer to your DEROS date, is your date of departure, they wouldn't. You knew that you'd be leaving the field soon, but they never really told you exactly what day it was going to happen. And one day we were just getting resupplies out in the jungle, and the captain called and said, "Burr, get on the plane, you're out of here." Your heart just boom, you know, here I am, I'm going home, finally. And it was kind of an unrealistic thing until, I mean, one minute you're laying in the jungle getting shot at, and the next minute you're sitting at home. And
was there any transition?
None whatsoever.
Just from one day in the jungle right. to the next day
right.
at home?
Not so much just the one day, yeah. but I mean, they took you back to the base camp and you had to get assigned out of country just like sure. you came back in. You know, you had to get all your equipment and your personal belongings that you took with you over there. You had to get them back.
Any debriefing?
No.
Just to pick up
yeah.
your things and get on the plane and go
right.
home.
Right.
And you went home to your
Came
fiance?
Home to my fiance. She met me at the airport with my other two brothers, which was like going to heaven.
Yeah.
I guess we got married that February 14th mm-hmm. on Valentine's Day, and we spent about 2 weeks in Pelican here, and then I had 6 months left to serve in Fort Lewis, Washington. So we drove out there as kind of our little honeymoon. And
so you were in for 4 years then?
2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
What did you do after you got done with your 6 months out in Washington?
We drove down to California to see her sister. I applied for a job at a mobile home plant in Sacramento. Didn't get that, so we decided to come back home, and I got a job at a mobile home plant in Pelican Rapids.
And are you still working there?
No, I worked there for 6 years, and then I went to work for a carpet laying industry in Pelican, and I've been doing that ever since.
Do you have any final thoughts about what you went through while serving your country?
I think the important thing is that maybe everybody should, to a certain degree. I'd like to see it. The kids at least maybe have to go through basic and AIT mm-hmm. training. I think it would teach them something about loyalty to the country and
mm-hmm. respect.
And respect and find out what there is out there.
Since I last talked to you, Chuck, we had the tragic day of September 11th. What are your thoughts about that situation?
It's sad to see people calling themselves whatever they call themselves. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you call people like that. They call them terrorists. It's hard to imagine people killing innocent people. Mm-hmm. I have no imagining that mm-hmm. this would happen.
Mm-hmm.
I love to see the country flying the flags mm-hmm. and being as loyal as they are mm-hmm. to the country right now. It just bursts my heart to see that.
Chuck, how would you like to be remembered?
As a faithful husband, a good father, devoted to my country. Friendly, smiley.
It's the best you can be.
That's all I ask.
Any final thoughts?
That should do it.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Chuck.
Thank you.